just when you thought it was safe to hear a podcast promo.
JL Major, do-do-do-do-do, brave and bold, do-do-do-do-do, comic books, do-do-do-do-do-do, JL Major.
JL Major, do 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 do, brave and the bold, do 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 do, comic books, do 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 do, JL May.
JL May, do 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 do, brave and the bold, do 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 do, comic books, do 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 do, JL May.
JL May, do 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 do, brave and the bold, do 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 do, comic books, do 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 do, JL May.
The annual podcast crossover event celebrating the Justice League is back. And we're covering the 2007 Brave and the Bold series that started with Mark Waid and George freaking Perez and ended with J. Michael Straczynski. Throughout the month of May, participating podcasts will release special episodes on issues in the run. It all kicks off in the Overlooked Dark Knight podcast. Follow the event on social media using the hashtag JLMay2023. Coming this May.
JL May, do 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 do, brave and the bold, do 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 do, comic books, do 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 do, Mephisto, hey!
That it? Is that what you want?
Things I do for this show.
Howdy, welcome to the Newsprint Commando. I'm your host, Ed Moore. And as the bumper there said, I am setting aside my current voyage through Aracel, Harrier, and Pacific Comics to participate in this year's JL May project. Now, what in the world is JL May, you're asking? If you're not familiar, of course. Well, every year, a group of comic book fan content creators are invited to focus on a chosen topic and release in their chosen medium a focused offering centered on some aspect of DC Comics' Justice League. This year's focus is the 2007 series The Brave and the Bold, and I will be taking a look at issue 6 of that series. But first, a little bit of business. If you want to get in touch, you can tweet me at Teal Productions and News P Commando. Teal Productions on Facebook also is where I post these episodes. IamIndieMan@gmail.com is the email address. ComicBookNoise-TNC-TangoNovemberCharlie is the website. And there are forums at JustAnotherFanboy.freeforums.net. Now, all of those are contacts available for both this JL May offering and the standard Newsprint Commando stuff. As I said, this is issue 6, so in order to catch up, you only have to listen to 5 other podcasts and you'll be completely caught up. Now, to help you do that, if you take a look for the first 5 chapters of the book as they were put out by the Overlooked Dark Knight podcast, Dial F for Flanger, The Bat Pod, LEGIONPOD Cast, and The Legion Project, those will be chapters 1 through 5 of the book leading up to my chapter 6. And as I said, I believe all those I know to be podcasts. Now, there are a couple YouTube shows, and there might be a blog or two thrown in throughout the month. I don't think there are blogs. I think everything is audiovisual. But be aware, I know of at least one YouTube that you'll have to go to. And as each chapter is discussed by a host, they at some point will indicate where you can go to get the next chapter. That way we can help direct you guys. But also, if you look on Twitter or Facebook for the JL May 2023 or JL May hashtags, those will be on all the posts that have anything to do, kind of help you track that way. So as I said, issue 6 here. Looking at the cover, we have a big image of a gnarly eyeball on a veiny, ugly-looking stock here, drawn by George Perez, so as only he can draw it. Green Lantern and Batman appear on the eyeball as if to show that that is what the eyeball is seeing. And we're told the evil eye of the Luck Lords. Now, that is like a subtitle chapter something, because the story is entitled The Lords of Luck. And chapter 6 is The Girl Who Knew Too Much. So I'm not sure what you would call that. The title of the picture, maybe? I don't know. But here on the first content page, we have an image of a large metallic hand whose fingers are impaled Supergirl of 2007, Kara, Green Lantern of 2007, Hal Jordan, and Adam Strange of 2007. Adam Strange. That's, yeah, what he goes by. So, and then it looks like this image is a page out of the Book of Destiny, which, if you are coming here and this is your first episode, the Book of Destiny is the big thing that everybody is trying to get a hold of. If you've listened to the other five chapters of the story, you are well aware of the importance. The alien Lords of Luck have gotten the book. They shouldn't have the book. They're the bad guys. The main plot device for the bad guys to win is the Book of Destiny. So that's what our heroes are trying to get away from the Lords of Luck. And we see that they have turned this particular Lord of Luck that is holding the book, has turned it so they can see, so everyone else can see a page. And that page is what we saw on the preceding page. Now here, all of our heroes, who include the Legion of Superhero and the aforementioned Adam Strange, Supergirl, Green Lantern, and Batman. Well, no. I'm sorry. No. Those three are somewhere else. Right here is the Legion of Superheroes and Batman. I apologize. Chapter 5 leads directly. Each chapter leads directly into the next. So it is one really solid, continuous story. Here, the Legion of Superheroes and Batman have been defeated by the Lords of Luck and their step and fetch it's here. They're bad guys. And the Lords of Luck are, as they typically will do, as supervillains will do, they're detailing their plan and why they're going to win and all the things they have accomplished. So that's what we have in this very nice George Perez two-page spread, which leads me back to a little bit of creator information here. This story is scripted for us by Mark Waid, penciled by George Perez, inked by Scott Koblish, colored by Tom Smith, and lettered by Rob Lee. Now, the one of the cool things, one of the Lords of Luck pops Brainiac 5's head of the Legion of Superheroes here with a fist over his face, and he just squeezes, and his head pops, and we see Ultra Lad here witnessing the ichor spewing out everywhere and being rather upset by that. Now, they are in the 31st century, the Legion of Superheroes home era. We cut back to our home era, where Green Lantern, Adam Strange, and Supergirl are trying to fight off the Lords of Luck as they have just appeared on the planet Ran, which is where the Book of Destiny currently is. Yeah, this is, the time jumping gets a little freaky deaky here, but because it is being used by General Mondath, who is the leader of the Ranians. They are in a planetary war. It's kind of a civil war, kind of not. They're both fighting over the same planet, unfortunately, because of things that have happened in Infinite Crisis. Thanagar and Ran have, I don't remember if they were smushed together or if like one group was deposed and forced to take refuge on the other's planet. But the Ranians and the Thangarians are on the same planet, and they're fighting for total control over it. General Mondath is leading the Ranians, and he has the Book of Destiny right now because it counteracts the fact that the Thanagarians have their Absorbiscon, which allows them insight into everything Ranian, all knowledge, including any battle plans, wartime information as far as the number of troops and the number of weapons and everything like that. So what the Book of Destiny allows is, at the turn of a page, pretty much, General Mondath can see the outcome of an event. And so he's kind of like foretelling the future, although we find out that really what has been happening is the book or those entities attributed to the book have been rewriting history. So really, as he's turning the page, the history is occurring rather than being foretold as it will occur. Kind of deep. But again, six chapters in, a lot of that has been discussed in previous chapters. But here and now, Adam Strange, Green Lantern, and here also is Supergirl, but she's absent from this particular fight. Lords of Luck have popped up to claim the book. And what has happened, I'm sorry I'm going back and forth. I'm trying to intersperse what is going on with what I know from reading the previous five issues in case you haven't read them. After acquiring the book, they went to defeat Batman, which was very important in the 31st century, because that's where Batman was. And so that's why they're there. So our Rhenian forces here are fighting, or are trying to escape the Lords of Luck. Mondath is trying to take the book away, you know, so that he can keep it. Adam Strange is trying to keep up with Mondath so that he can get the book, because ultimately that's what he wants to do. Green Lantern and Batman have knowledge of who the book needs to be turned over to so that it's not part of any evil plans, even though, was the creature called Destiny? I forget what he was called, but the rightful owner of the book, when he met up with Green Lantern and Batman, Green Lantern and Supergirl, he didn't want the book, but he directed that Batman and the Green Lantern would know where the book should go, even though the book was originally stolen from him. For whatever reason, he didn't want it back. Supergirl catches up with Mondath, but of course she doesn't fare very well because Mondath knows what's going to happen. Adam Strange catches up with Mondath and they use a cool weapon that they have gotten from a vault that they just gained access to, again, via the book, called the Aqua Ray. And it looks like it's turning Adam Strange into water, I would assume, since it says aqua, but Green Lantern destroys that weapon with his ring, saving Adam Strange. Just as Strange and Green Lantern are about to put the final whammy, as it were, which happens multiple times, on Mondath, Mondath's forces fire just as Green Lantern's ring warns him of an ambush, and there's a great amount of energy here as all these beams from the ambush converge. Mondath assumes they're dead. But one of the Lords of Luck sees that that's not what occurred. Supergirl came zooming in and rescues Green Lantern and Adam Strange at the last minute. So now they have decided, Adam Strange, Green Lantern, and Supergirl, that they need to find Batman and get him involved directly to help solve, finish, you know, whatever is going on here on the Ran/Thanagar planet. I believe it's Ran, and I believe the Thanagarians are the aggressor, the not belonging on the rock peoples. So Green Lantern and Adam Strange beseech Supergirl to use her telescopic vision, I guess it would be, to read the book and find out where Batman is. And of course, early on, there were discussions about the fact that Supergirl in particular wanted to read the book to know. She feels very out of time. Out of place right now, apparently. Now, I say this, having read 6 issues of this series, I am not knowledgeable about DC in 2007, just tertiarily, if at all. So she is falling victim to wanting to read ahead in the book, and some people have counseled her not to. Some have said, go ahead, because you can't change anything anyway. So here, we see that she is being told by both sides of that argument, essentially, to go ahead and read the book. Start at the beginning and only read up until you find Batman and then stop. So we see images as she's going through the pages of things that we have seen happen in this story. And then we see images of things maybe yet to come. And we finally find Batman. He is in the year 3007, the 31st century, being held by the Lords of Luck. He was there again with the Legion of Superheroes. In trying to find Batman, Adam Strange and Green Lantern were going to use a Zeta beam, which up until this point I thought could only transfer in space, teleport in space. But apparently, with the extra juice administered by Green Lantern's light, the Zeta Beam can move in time as well. So they use the Zeta Beam to extract Batman, bring him from the future to the here and now. And we have several scenes of the fact that Supergirl has continued to read the Book of Destiny. It's almost like she's in a trance. Trance, not trans. I think trans is a kind of music. Well, and it's also a gender orientation, actually. But trance, T-R-A-N-C-E. So Adam Strange and Batman now are trying to use the Zeta Beam to find the 4 individuals to whom the Book of Destiny can be turned over to for safekeeping. Meanwhile, Green Lantern is outside trying to bring Supergirl back to the here and now as she is continuing her journey through the Book of Destiny. Finally, she does come back. She is, I guess, as okay as she's going to be. She and Green Lantern help put off an attack by Mondath's forces against what Adam Strange and Batman are trying to do, giving them enough time to call forth the four individuals that the book can be turned over for safekeeping, the Book of Destiny. Now, we found out earlier that the reason that is because these four individuals were somehow removed from the Book of Destiny. And so now they can operate without leaving a record in the book. So they are completely unaccounted for as far as Destiny. And we find out that they are the Challengers of the Unknown, which if you are familiar with them, you would have suspected that that was who it was. That's I did, and I'm not, again, I'm not the biggest DC fan necessarily. But they, in their storyline, they on one occasion escaped death. And so that freed them from the bonds of normal human destiny, right? And so they can act immune to fate, immune to destiny. They are their own fate and destiny. So they have been pulled from wherever and whenever. I guess they are contemporary. So that is the win. Where? I don't know. I'm not sure if they had a book at this time. I know what John Byrne, I think, had a Challengers of the Unknown book. And maybe it was this time. I don't know. Could be speaking out my tush. But they show up and they turn the tide of the battle. They don't have superpowers. They are four humans, four male humans, each with specialties, piloting, military, brainiac stuff. And, you know, so they start fighting against Mondath's forces, and they turn the tide until Mondath, in this huge piece of armor, it's a giant robot, and he is sitting in the skull cap that is translucent so he can see out, and it's a giant robot that has a artificial kryptonite spear on one of its hands, and they use that to spear Supergirl, being the strongest of those opposing forces. They take her out. Immediately, Green Lantern takes her and takes her out into orbit, sets her into space, orbiting the three suns that orbit the Ranthanagar planet. They are all of the whichever color light that powers Kryptonians. And so Supergirl is supercharged, and hopefully, and this has been the case the whole time she's been on this planet. That's one of the problems she's been having, is that she's supercharged and having a hard time controlling herself. But he puts her into orbit to give her the opportunity to super heal, as it were. She's not dead, but she is unconscious now, in a healing coma, as it were. So more, you know, fight, fight, fight. Superman, Adam Strange, Green Lantern, the four human heroes of the unknown, Mondath, who is getting increasingly agitated because as it involves the Challengers, he is not able to see where they're going to be, what they're going to do to know how to counteract that. He can still do that with the other heroes there, but not with the Challengers. And they seem to most decidedly be turning this little tete-a-tete that we're having here between the good and bad sides until finally they catch up with him and get the book. Now, as soon as the Challengers of the Unknown get the book, the Lords of Luck, three of them, appear. And they are these big globular kind of things. They're roughly humanoid bipedal, but they have a neck stalk and a giant eyeball in place of our head. And I don't think they do speak, but don't know where. Maybe that's telepathic. I don't know. But so they appear and they're about to go up against our heroes and the Challengers of the Unknown. But then Kawam, Adam Strange, has come up with a portable Zeta Beam, and he and Batman deduce how to zap them being the Lords of Luck, to the center of the universe, where they'll stay energized in perpetual orbit around the planet Oa. how Jordan Green Lantern tells him. At least until my bosses, the Guardians, can pull Mordath free to pay for his crimes. So he got caught up in it too, it looks like. Looks like all of his forces, Mondath's forces that were present, including the Lords of Luck and Mondath himself, all got essentially handed over to the Guardians of Oa. Those are the people who started the Green Lanterns and created the rings, and they're the ones responsible. Cool thing about the planet Oa is that I believe still at this time it is the center of the universe. That's where Oa is, which I've always thought was kind of cool. So now the Challengers have this book, and they want to give it to Adam Strange because they know that if Adam Strange has it, he'll be able to help the Ronians, his people, well, his chosen people, in this fight against the Thangarians. And he wants to take it, but he says, well, you know, I shouldn't have this book. And anyways, I've already looked ahead, and having the book wouldn't make a difference, which tells me that the Ronians lose the war. Again, this is 16 years ago in our time, publishing time. I don't know what happened. They do take a quick flip through the book and look at the 31st century and see that it's all good and clear. So in defeating the Lords of Luck and sending them to Oa, they reset anything that they had done. So everything is back as it should be. Supergirl is healing nicely. Rather than staying, which some of them want to do, Batman, Supergirl, and Green Lantern, and the four Challengers of the Unknown, instead of staying to help Adam Strange, they Zeta Beam back to Earth. And we are told that next up is Wonder Woman and Power Girl. Now, at this point, I have not read forward, so I don't know if that is a new chapter or if that is a continuation of the Lords of Luck chapter. The way everything went here, it looks like that will be a new chapter in the book. So all 35, I think, issues of The Brave and the Bold from 2007 aren't one continuous story, but they are intermittently stories, like six chapters. The first six issues were one story. So I can only assume that continues. Speaking of continuing, if you do want to continue following J.L. May, installment number 7, issue number 7, will be discussed on the Right On Network. And I believe the Right On Network is Batgirl related. I believe they have a couple different Batgirl podcasts on there. And I'm not sure my list doesn't say which of those shows will have it, but the Right On Network will have issue number 7 as we move forward through the month of May. I think that's pretty much everything, guys. I hope I didn't do too badly, especially compared to this rather awesome list of people that are going to be involved with JL May Project this year. Feel free to leave me whatever kind of feedback you feel justified. Next out for JL May, as I said, is the Right On Network. Next up for me in just a handful of days, we'll be looking at Star Slayer number 2 from Pacific Comics. And with that, I must bid you adieu.